And John is right, and the biggest boy, they fished some, quite a bit, when they were here last summer. Pretty good while time, you know, the morning before it gets hot. Well, they had to have, I think they had to pay $1 for every time they fished, a permit, you know.
Right.
I don't think the permit, now I might be mistaken about that, but I think the permit just lasted one day.
Is that right?
But now they fished some, and they'd catch a few, you know. He'd clean them and put them in the refrigerator. One night we had a real good mess. Everybody everything had all the money. The little boy, first, you know, we sort of afraid he might get hold of the bone. Well, he just first he didn't want any, so he wanted bacon and eggs. Well, then before we got through, well, he decided he wanted some fish. He ate some. Of course, somebody picked the bones out for him, trying to make it safe.
Did you ever play with horseshoes as children?
Well, I never did, but the boys used to. That's a favorite game with them. And some of the girls did, you know, they enjoyed pitching horseshoes.
Did you ever call them quoits?
Call what?
You call them quoits, the game quoits?
I don't know. I guess they did.
I
just never did care anything about the game, never tried to play.
Did you ever watch a blacksmith put horseshoes on a horse?
A few times, yeah. When we come home from school, if Daddy would be at the shop, he'd let us stop sometimes just a little bit, make us stay clear back, you know, where we weren't in any danger.
Mm-hmm.
And that was interesting. It was interesting to see him for that bellows, you know, he'd get hot and watch him take that sledgehammer on it.
And did you?
Longfellow, you know, wrote about that a long time ago, the village blacksmith.
Yes.
And so children come home from school looking at the open door. They like to see the flaming forge and hear the bells roll.
Did you ever watch him pound the shoe into the...
Yes. On the horse's hoof. I don't know how they didn't hurt, I don't reckon. That. They did it anyway.
Must have taken a good deal of skill. When you played something like hide and seek, where could you run so that you were safe?
I don't know where you had it, whether you were safe or not. Well, somebody would count, you know, stand at some place out somewhere, come in the open, count, and then say, bushel of wheat, bushel of rye. Oh, not head, holler eye. If everybody went head, we'd holler eye. He'd count maybe to 50 or whatever he wanted to and say, bushel of wheat, bushel of rye, oh, not here, holler aye. And we'd hide in various places, some on the floor behind trees, behind a house, just rubber, or just wherever you could.
And then when he started to look, you'd run back.
Yeah, you made him touch the place where the...
I was wondering what you called that.
Yeah, we'd get that call, they'd get home free.
Get home free.
And if he didn't get... Home free, somebody had to count, you know.
I see. If you would hide, say you had a big hedge and you would hide behind the hedge, you'd get down like this. What was that? Squat down? Crouch down? Or?
I don't know. I didn't name it. Or hear a name. Just whatever position you wanted to get in, I reckon. Squat or stand up or however was most convenient.
I see. And about names, well, what would you call a child that told the teacher that you had done something wrong?
That he had.
No, that you had, I suppose, in school.
Oh, the kids call him a tattlebox.
Tattlebox?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be too popular then.
Oh, no.
And if you get down and turn circles with your head down on the grass, that would be known as turning...
Turning flips or somersaults.
Uh-huh.
The kids do that now, right now.
That still is...
The first time John Truman brought all the family, the biggest boy, he's about 15 or 16, but then he and his wife were tired, you know, from driving, and the kids are just fresh as ever were. Probably the little ones probably been asleep. Well, the first thing they do is slip off the shoe and get out there on that grass on the yard, he'd been mowed, you know, and they turn flips there.